It's the all-new Channel Q, 94.1 HD2. It's a Ricky and Tyler show, and we do this gay radio show every single weekend on Channel Q, 94.1 HD2. We're talking to the LGBTQ community in Las Vegas, all the allies, all the performers, all the people, and that guy over there with great eyebrows, that's Ricky Cornish. Good morning.
No, that's like one of the best compliments I could ever receive. And that guy over there with the very short hair, that's Tyler Fox.
Accurate, because I've been quarantine cutting.
Me too. Literally, I took a clipper, and I this past weekend, I literally just went to town. It was the first time I ever gave myself a haircut. But I have to tell you, I don't think it was terrifying. Absolutely terrifying. No? But I think it could have been worse.
Well, we'll let Daniel DiCrisio be the judge of the show, because he's the Hollywood makeover mister. Daniel, what would be the right word for that? Like, because you are like the mayhem maker of all makeovers. Like, if you want to be made over in Hollywood, you go to Daniel DiCrisio. That's the way it goes.
Well, I'm the Messiah of makeover.
Messiah!
Also been called the... Yes, the Messiah has arrived. The Messiah has arrived. I'm here.
The blonde Messiah. I love it. Yes. I've been following Daniel for a long time, and Daniel does a lot of makeovers in Hollywood. And we're not gonna drop names unless he wants to. That's entirely his
business.
Why
not?
Well, do it.
Do it.
If Ricky says do it, it's the Ricky and Tyler show, you know? No, so I mean, like, it's kind of crazy because I've been following you for like 10 years, and we've had this thing going. I've been following you for a hot minute. Like, I've been following you. Like, you've done some reality TV. You made TMZ a bunch of times after Anna Nicole died. And you know what? Everybody I've talked to in Hollywood, I lived in LA before I moved to Vegas, and everybody I talked to in LA, they're like, Daniel DiCrisio, take a whiff.
Take a whiff. Yeah, wherever you want to take a sniff,
bomb,
a whiff,
basically.
Whatever. Just get there.
So how did you get to LA and become the Messiah of all makeovers?
Oh, it was a fun trip, though. What I did was, I was in college and I took the... Well, my mom made me take the beauty course. She begged me to take the beauty course because she said, I know my son. Oh, no. She begged me because I was in my first year in college and I was taking communications. She said, no, you have to because you're so artistic.
Did your mom ever ask you to do this, Ricky, while you were in college?
Oh, my gosh. Thankfully, no. And I think she knew I would have flopped if I would have ever tried to do that.
I'm never cutting
anybody's hair,
ever.
So she begged me. She begged me one day. And I was like, you got to be kidding me. So she goes, no, I know you'd be great at it, but you'll never be a hairdresser. You'll be an artist. And that's the way she got it. So I went to beauty school, and I graduated top of my class, and I did it at nighttime. And then she said, you'll end up working on Rodeo, mark my words. And I ended up coming from New York because I was doing all my children for a little while. I was acting there. Then went to Arizona. And then I ended up in Rodeo Drive.
Because Daniel is actually a really super hot guy. Like, I don't know if you've ever seen a picture of Daniel. Daniel is like the male Barbie doll.
I have to say, I've gone on his Instagram right now, and I'm feeling some type of way.
He's like the male freaking Barbie doll. Like, for real. He is so daddy in so many ways. Oh, my goodness.
This hair is everything.
I'm only 20. I know, my hair. I got my hair at its own zip code, its own phone line. It has its own life, my hair. It's funny.
You know what I heard, Daniel? I heard that
everybody hates
hair,
me for it. They love me for it.
No, everybody loves you for it. And I'm going to tell you why. Because the bigger the hair, the closer to Jesus.
Yes.
That's true. The closer you are to the Messiah. That's right.
But, you know, Daniel, I have to tell you, Tyler and I right now, we are not that close to Jesus. Because, like I said, we have clippers. No. And we went to town and we literally did our own thing with our hair. And especially for people who are stuck in quarantine, they don't really know what to do with their hair right now. What are, like, some style tips you might have?
some style tips. Just don't take too much off. But a lot of people I see are buzzing their heads, which is very easy to do. That's like the easiest thing to do. So, I mean, that was why you can't make a mistake with that. But I have clients actually calling me now because, of course, I'm not doing anything at the moment. Asking me what to do for their color and stuff, you know, but they can't even do their own colors, really. So, you know, it's just funny because I always tell them, just hold up for a minute. Hold up. Don't do anything to mess it up, though. But trim-wise, don't take too much off if you're going to cut your hair. Don't mess it up unless you're one of those wild freestyle kind of people who don't mind buzzing your head and making a mess out of it and having a new style for a while you're in quarantine, you know. It's all fun and games. It'll grow back, though, you know.
Yes,
how do you feel about cutting your bangs, though?
Who has bangs? I don't have bangs. But about people cutting their bangs? Well, I have a family member who always cuts their bangs too high above their eyebrows. And I'm like, what is that about? You know, a lot of, and they go, it makes you look younger. It makes you look younger, you know. And I'm like, no, it doesn't. No, it does not make you look younger. But, you know, a lot of people, they pull them down too tight and then they cut them and they bounce up, you know. So don't pull your bangs down too you cut them, all right?
And, you know,
make sure they rest on your eyebrow a little bit.
I'm wondering, like, especially with everything going on right now, everyone's at home and everything. So not only is work in short supply, but a social life. I mean, people can't even go out. And I know for me, when I go and get my hair cut, I like just kikiing with my hairstylist. Like, we talk about everything, family problems, like what we're doing this weekend, like everything. So I'm kind of wondering, like, what are you most looking forward to when everything is kind of reopened and things go back to normal a little bit?
Well, I do miss the social a lot because I'm a social person. And that's one thing I like about my career or careers is that it's always social and people. So I would like to get over this fear of everybody being scared of each other talking again and just, you know, not getting back into normal because there's an argument with that. You know, it's like now it's the new normal. Okay, fine. But, you know, I don't want to change the way I've been. I want to keep it going and just somehow ease back into it in a little different way. But, you know, because you have to watch it for a while here with this virus. I just love people, you know, and I really miss it a lot, you know?
Absolutely.
I mean, I'm like talking about imagining, even going out to carpets. I mean, all those things I've been doing, as you see on my Instagram, you know, I've always been social. That's what I do. It's an Aquarian trait. We're social butterflies, right? So that's what I love. And that's like something now that's kind of, that's the hardest thing for me to grasp right now, really.
Well, like I was telling my general manager, Dan Kearney, who is responsible for this whole gay radio station here in Las Vegas, which I love. Thank you, Dan Kearney. Ricky and I both thank you so
yes,
much for that
seriously.
Platform.
Thank you, Dan.
Having said that, here's the thing. I was just telling Dan the other day, I was like, you know what? Like, I would probably rather stay home. Ricky, where are you at on this issue? Do you want to stay
I'm at home,
home
too.
Do you want to go back to the studios?
You know, I have to say I'm a social butterfly as well. I actually am looking forward to getting back out. You know, I do like being at home and especially with technology, being able to do so much from home. But I know there's a lot out there for me when I actually leave the front door. So I'm excited right. to actually go back to the studio.
I love being alone. But the thing is, there's a limit. And I like to, you know, because I grew up in the suburbs. And when you grow up in the suburbs, you know, it's not the funnest lifestyle sometimes because you're tired, you know, you're stuck in the suburbs when you're a teenager, you know? So the older you become, you know, that's what you try to rebel against is that kind of a thing. But right now, I feel like I'm back as being a teenager where I'm like stuck in the house or something, you know? And but no, I want to go out and I do go out and I try to keep my life as close as possible, but as it was, but I do wear my masks and all that. But the thing is, I've always been aware of washing hands and all that was brought up that way and being clean. That's another whole subject we can talk about, but you know, it's nothing new to me, this whole thing we're doing. I mean, I've been doing right. it forever, but now it's mandatory. So, which is good.
Right. Because some people, well, you know, here's the thing, Daniel, that like I had a meltdown, like it was like a biblical proportions, the week before last, because I went to the grocery store and here I've got gloves on that I threw away in the garbage in the appropriate place. I was wearing a cloth mask that I was taking with me and washing like every day and spraying with Lysol every time I left my house. But we go to the grocery store here in Las Vegas now. I don't know if it's this way for you guys in LA, but we have little signs on the floor that like point you which aisle, like you can go down this way or you can go down this way or you could turn this way or that way. You got these people that are just turning down the wrong way, down the wrong aisle to grab like high ticket items. And when I say high ticket items, I'm talking about like toilet paper or like Lysol or some sanitizing.
You guys have toilet
wipes.
Paper? Just kidding.
We're the lucky ones.
You got toilet paper?
I got toilet paper.
How many rolls you got?
Okay. Oh, that's a good question. I actually don't know. I'd have to check the garage. I would probably say we got 10 rolls on deck.
All right, I got 20, so I'm getting rich right now.
Oh, so Daniel, you're stocked.
You I'm stocked.
I'm stocked. I just
like
was,
Pamela
I'm
Anderson.
Just being real because I stocked.
Like Pamela Anderson.
You're Pamela Anderson.
I'm stacked like the TV show. You know, she had a show where she was like, she played like a librarian or something, or it was like it all said around books.
Yeah, right, right. Stacked. On Stacked. Yeah.
But it was a play of
I remember.
Words. Do you remember that one, Ricky, or is that too young for you?
I
was going to
say, this is not ringing a bell for me. I don't. I think this is before my time.
See, oh, do that to us now, Ricky. Don't do that.
No, I'm being honest.
We're not that old.
Not us.
Just agree. Say yes, I remember.
Okay, yes.
Just agree, Ricky.
Oh, my God. That was the best time of my life.
Thank you, Ricky.
I was thriving.
Thank you, Ricky. We appreciate you. We love you so much. Daniel.
He's like, who's Pamela Anderson? No, I'm just kidding.
Ricky, you do know who Pamela Anderson is, right?
Oh, yes. I know who that queen
is. Just agree.
Yes, I know.
He probably doesn't know Never Mind from her tape, right? Her famous tape. That's probably why.
All right. Well, hang on. Since we're going down this path with Ricky on the show, and it is the Ricky and Tyler show, do you know who Anna Nicole Smith is?
You know, it's so funny, Tyler, because when you and I became friends and you would talk about her, I would just think to myself, Who is that?
Is that Jane Mansfield? Is that Jane Mansfield?
No, that's me. I'm Jane Mansfield now. I'm sorry.
Daniel has taken over.
Literally, but I feel
like I've taken
so bad.
Over.
But I'd be who is that? I don't know. I don't know her.
I'm not Anna Nicole.
Seriously, you swear you don't know who she is, really?
I swear. I'm being 100% honest with you right now.
What?
I know.
Oh. I just am hanging my head in shame right now. It's just
me too.
Oh boy! And you call yourself a gay man? Oh Lord!
we're gonna school him on the next episode of the Ricky and Tyler Show.
We have to.
Yes.
And also check out my show. You know, go on Amazon.com, Amazon Prime, and my show Trendsetting with Daniel DiCristo is out now. While you're in quarantine, if you want to go watch it, because I just won an award for it. So. Go
for
it.
What was the award? What was it?
The Style Maker Award from the Taste Awards. And the year before, RuPaul got that award. So this year I got the award.
Congratulations. That's amazing.
Congratulations.
Exactly.
Yes.
Daniel DiCristo, we love
so
you.
Check
it's
it out.
The Ricky and Tyler Show on the All New Channel Q 94.1.
I love you guys.
We love you too. And we're going to have you back soon. Thank you guys so much.